Welcome to the Stuffed Fabulist On Air, audio commentaries by Jeffrey Grosshans from the website www.stuffedfabulous.com. These copyrighted commentaries present an independent point of view in the form of original fables and parables on psychological, social, political, spiritual, and philosophical questions of today. The ultimate moral or lesson of each tale is left to the listener to decide. With privatization and profitability the chief concerns of health maintenance organizations and of the current government's health care priorities, the following tale may suggest what lies ahead for those who are merely patients. The Monitor Lizard. Once a monitor lizard came to wield considerable influence at a health maintenance organization. The lizard was responsible for monitoring or gatekeeping patient admissions to hospitals. It performed those duties well. So well, as a matter of fact, that it was able to reduce the ratio of health needs to resulting health care dramatically, and thereby increase return on investment in the HMO's shares just as dramatically. Being by nature a cold-blooded creature, the monitor lizard had a definite advantage when responding to those it suspected of spending their days scheming to sneak into hospitals for brain surgery or high doses of chemotherapy, to name just two of the opportunities it saw for flagrant abuse of the system. In its crusade for economy, it was always on the alert for questionable accounts of pain and suffering.
"Is a patient near death at this moment?"
was the lizard's most frequent reply to appeals for help, followed by,
"Have you sought another opinion from a physician on our B-list of care providers?"
While for psychiatric cases, it might say to great effect,
"If the patient hasn't assaulted anybody yet, call us back when that happens."
But the lizard's true value to the HMO became clear only during an annual meeting of shareholders. The gathering started off well enough, with a glowing report of projected savings, as a number of treatment programs were phased out in the future, and a new HMO Protection Act came into full force. The atmosphere grew more tense, however, as investors began to voice their concern about long-term prospects if more patients than expected sought medical care or survived for unanticipated periods of time while being treated.
"Can you guarantee us the present high share price will be maintained?"
the chief financial officer was asked.
"Even better," the CFO replied. "We have every confidence shares have nowhere to go but up as the aging population grows and we transition to new cost-cutting measures."
"That's very easy to say, but can you guarantee it?"
A question from another part of the hall touched on the same concern.
"What assurance can you give us of long-term doubling, tripling, even quadrupling money invested in sick people?" "What does market research say about incentivizing patient-to-doctor figures beyond the 1,000 mark?"
Before the CFO could answer, another shareholder shouted out impatiently,
"Forget all that! Can't we limit treatment to patients who cost less?"
"Or streamline the whole system! Make it more reflective of market fundamentals!"
And that was when the monitor lizard rose from its own seat and offered the suggestion that brought sustained applause throughout the hall and put its face on the cover of the annual report.
"Suppose we simply convert hospitals into morgues."
More fables and parables like the one you've just heard are available for reading, downloading, and forwarding at www.stuffedfabulous.com. Bound collections of tales in the series Likely Stories, Contemporary Fables and Parables, Volumes 1, 2, and 3 can also be ordered through bookstores or directly through the orders page on the website.